Hi, my name is Joe Gallia, President of Member Solutions, and I'm joined today with Mike Metzger, who basically has many titles. I don't even know where to start, Mike. You're one of the few Maya Elite consultants, which are, I think, is a very prestigious, I don't know, call it a job, whatever, but you really seem to enjoy it, and you work with many, many schools helping them grow, and of course, we know quite a few of them who say tremendous things about you and all the help that you provided them over the years. So I know that's a big part of what you do, and then, of course, you're the owner of, 16 CMA locations?
We have 19 CMA. We have nine in Florida, in Orlando.
Right.
Owned by myself and Mr. Frank Silverman. And then we have another 10 in between North Carolina, Texas, New Jersey, Georgia, just from some people that had heard about the CMA brand that wanted to get on with that. So, yes, we have the CMA Limited as well with myself, Mark Dumas, and Frank Silverman.
And Mark has been a great help to us. He's on our advisory team, and he's helped out our clients as well. And that's a great group you got going there. And I know you have a lot of exciting plans coming up, one of which, Cage Fitness, which we've been exposed to at the Member Solutions Business Boot Camp, where you guys put on a great demonstration. And I think everybody that witnessed it got on board with it. That's how powerful it was. And of course, as you know, my wife and I are doing the home version. There really isn't a home version, but we begged Frank to let us be able to work out together at home. So my wife and I are enjoying it, and it's a phenomenal program. So I want to get into that as well. Can you tell me a little bit about how that got started and your involvement there?
Sure. First, you know, just a side note leading into Cage Fitness and how it got started. You know, owning, Mr. Frank Silverman and I, we own commercial properties, and we have all these schools, and we have several other businesses, and the consulting for Maya. We really did the consulting for Maya, really, because we wanted to help other people. That's one of the reasons why Frank Silverman is even the executive director of Maya, because he had to switch hats back in the day when he and I were competitors, you know, where he was just like, let's bury the competition, and he wanted to have the most successful martial arts school in the world. When he had the opportunity to change roles and raise the standard of martial arts, that was the hat he had to start wearing when he became the executive director of Maya. And then when we came up with the consulting, I thought this would be a great opportunity to help other school owners, because I believe people in our industry, it's funny how our industry is. You have some of the wealthiest people in this country are in our industry, and then some of the people that struggle the most are in our industry. And there's no shortage of information. And with the consulting and with Cage Fitness, which I'll talk about today, these are truly, truly things that really help people in our industry, because everybody deserves to have the most success, whether you're just working in a school as an instructor and have a phenomenal career opportunity, or you're a school owner. So the way Cage Fitness came about was we wanted to try to, Frank Silverman and I originally tried to develop a fitness program that was going to be more technology-based. It was going to be based on, touch screens and things that people in their schools or people at home can use. And do a workout with these touch screens. And we thought, man, this technology is so expensive. This is so tough. We kind of shelved it for a year and a half or 2 years. And then Frank and I sat down. He had an epiphany saying, wow, you know what would be tremendous, which would really help schools, with their bottom line, hit that adult market that a lot of schools lack, is if we made this into a fitness program similar to what Taibo did in the 90s. You know, when Billy Blanks and Taibo came out, they really didn't hit the martial arts schools. What they did was they hit the home market and infomercials and the karate schools back then jumped on that bandwagon, and because of legalities, nobody can really say they were offering Taibo, but what people did back in the 90s was say, hey, we offer cardio karate or karate kickboxing or karate fitness. And if people were around back in the 90s, if they remember, there were a lot of schools that did that where they got up to 300, 400, 500, 600 students in their school because of this fitness rage that was going on. So as everybody knows, as everyone knows today, MMA is just very, very, very popular. It's growing in popularity every day. It's all over the place. ESPN is actually going to be having a show called MMA Live, which is a panel of analysts, just like if you were to watch NFL primetime, where they have analysts before a football game and after a football game to talk about, you know, what had happened in the games. ESPN is going to have an MMA segment now where they're going to have analysts talking about the fights and after fights. So it's just growing with the MMA popularity. So Frank Silver and I sat down and said, well, how can we capitalize on this popularity, but not necessarily, because we know that as popular as MMA is, getting punched in the face or getting your neck squeezed isn't so popular with the general population. That's still a niche. The niche of people that want to get in cages and stuff, that's a niche. So how can we capitalize on the popularity, but also make it not a niche, very broad? Well, we combined MMA strategies or the popularity of MMA along with fitness, and thus Cage Fitness was born. Matt Hughes, who's the 9-time welterweight world champion, he's a huge advocate for fitness. He goes to Capitol Hill every year, sits down in front of politicians and talks about helping to get more people involved in fitness. And when we approached Matt with this, he was on board and truly, truly believes, as you know, Joe, he was at your event in Philly, and this is a guy who really cherishes his time with his family, doesn't like to travel too much, and flew in for your event there in Philly, and he's been tremendous, and he's a huge supporter of Cage Fitness, also, you know, lends his name to the program and his likeness, and so thus Cage Fitness was born. So that's a little history of Cage Fitness.
Well, and, you know, he did a phenomenal job, and he is in fantastic shape, and he actually, you know, for those who don't know, had a fight in April where he fought, which Gracie was it?
He fought Henzo Gracie.
Right, and that was, you know, I mean, he was at our event in February, and he was training hard for that, and, I mean, you could, you know, it's kind of amazing to enter that world because obviously he's training for a fight. He's watching what he's eating. He's, you know, he's got a very specific workout regimen. And so this is a guy who's not just, you know, a 9-time champion. He's still, you know, a champion, and he's still fighting, and he's still all about fitness. So he's, you know, he's walking the talk, as they say, which I think is
he absolutely is, not just with fitness, but even with what Cage Fitness is. And you know, if I can, I'll even go into for the people who aren't really sure on what Cage Fitness is. If that's all right, I'll jump in and just explain what it is so people have a better understanding of what we're referring to.
Well, you know, let's do that. But, you know, if you don't mind, let me ask you, first of all, why you think it's important for school owners to implement a fitness program when they're a martial arts school?
Okay, that's a great question. Here's the thing. As you said earlier, I do consult people all over the world. I mean, from Australia to the UK to Canada to the United States. And one of the trends that I've noticed over the last couple of years, because I have some school owners that I work with that do an average gross of $65,000 a month. I have a few of those schools. I have several schools that are doing $40,000 plus a month, and they still want to get consulting for different areas of their business. But one of the consistencies that I saw with all of these schools is that every single one of them had some type of fitness program. And you know, that intrigued me a little bit too, because I wasn't one in our schools that really ever had a fitness program. But down, you know, down in Orlando, there wasn't a lot of schools in our immediate area that really had one. So it was like, you know, okay, so I didn't even think about really implementing one. Now, back in the 90s, we did. We had cardio karate, cardio kickboxing. As a matter of fact, Frank Silverman even opened what he called the Kickbox Center. It was its own building, almost 4,000 square feet just for cardio karate. And he had, you know, 200-300 students in there doing cardio karate, so because it was so popular. So when I was talking with these school owners and I realized they had fitness, you know, one of the things that I made sure of and that they weren't doing was they didn't replace their martial arts classes with fitness classes, okay? Typically, fitness classes, we don't charge as much as we do for our martial arts program. But here's what the trend was. Here's what I was seeing in our industry, and this is why a lot of people struggle. For the school owners that are out there that are in a commercial space where they go to a landlord or a shopping center and they sign a lease and they go into their school, typically that you're paying your rent whether you're open 4 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Your rent's your rent. And what a lot of schools that I'm consulting and helping grow their business, a lot of people in our industry are trying to run a full-time business part-time, and it just doesn't work. I mean, it does work. You can make it work, but you're not maximizing what you have. So a lot of times school owners have a school that sits empty from 6 o'clock in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, and then they close down at 9 o'clock at night, and nothing happens again until the next day at 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock whenever they start their classes. Or people that are listening in right now can say, well, that's not true. I have a 12 o'clock class, and I have a 10 o'clock class. Well, that's great, but is that bringing in more revenue? Or do we have, you know, do you have 100 people coming at 12 o'clock in the afternoon? Do we have the same students that come at night on Tuesdays and Thursdays come to our noon class on Monday, Wednesdays? Are they really bringing in extra revenue? So my point is the reason why people should implement a fitness program is, number one, it's huge for getting more value per student. Okay, student value is very big. For example, if you're running a school and you're charging, let's just say, $100 a month, it's not hard to implement a Cage Fitness or any fitness program and say, hey, for only $20 more, you can have access to this. So if we had 100 students, or if we can get 100 of our students to just pay $20 more a month, well, that's going to bring in an extra $2,000 a month without adding any new students into our school. So that's a reason why fitness is huge. Number two, you're bringing in a market. The martial arts market is so small compared to the fitness market. The fitness market is huge. There's so many people here that want to tone up, or they want to lose weight, or they want to get in shape, but they feel funny about doing martial arts because they have a misconception about martial arts, or it's because we wear these funny uniforms, or they feel intimidated, whatever the reason is. But if you go to your local Bally's or LA Fitness down the street, they probably have 6,000 or 7,000 members, okay? Because people want fitness. Now, they have 6,000 or 7,000 members, but maybe there's only 100 people going, okay? It's because people walk in and they have all these machines. There's nobody there to help them, to push them. So when we implement a fitness program into our school, it brings in a different market. It brings in that adult market, which in turn, once you can get some adults to get onto your floor, for example, all the parents sitting in your school, other adults in the area that didn't want to do martial arts because they felt intimidated or funny. Once you can get these parents out there on the floor doing your fitness program for $59 or $69 a month, it's not hard a month later to encourage them to come and try your martial arts program now that they're comfortable with you, or they're comfortable just being out there on the floor. So you're going to get more business for your core business, if that makes sense. You're going to get more people coming in and doing your martial arts program just for implementing your fitness program, because your fitness program is bringing in people that normally wouldn't have come into your business. Does that make sense?
That absolutely does. And from speaking to clients, you know, I've talked to people who wanted to have fitness type program, and it usually involves going out and buying a ton of expensive equipment, which is really what becomes a major barrier for people to enter that specific type of being in the fitness market is, oh my goodness, look, you know, to get a commercial machine, spend $5,000 for that and $8,000 for this one, and you know, all of a sudden it's pretty quick. You can have $60,000 worth of equipment and not really have much equipment. So, you know, that's one of the things that stood out to me about Cage is, wow, you know, this is, you know, there's no big expensive equipment taking up a tremendous amount of room. You know, it's hard to move all that, other equipment aside and then conduct your martial arts class in that same space, which is what you're talking about utilizing during the, you know, those daytime hours.
You're exactly right. Plus, people have to realize, too, anytime you start putting fitness equipment into your school, it really changes your insurance, which a lot of people don't realize, and that's something you got to watch. But you don't want the big, bulky. I mean, look, we got into the martial arts business because we wanted to do martial arts, right? So, you know, a lot of times what we've seen in the industry is people, because it's difficult and they struggle, we start getting away from our core. You know, whether that's our after-school programs, which we do after-school programs. The problem is sometimes people do after-school programs and they start focusing just on that and they lose their core business.
That's a great thing. So we're not, you know, we're not talking about here, hey, let's get people in and, you know, do jumping jacks in, you know, in class or whatever. You know, so, Mike, how is Cage Fitness different? How does that keep them closer to the core?
Well, look, Cage Fitness is different from all those things we just discussed, but it's also different than any other fitness program, and I'll tell you why. Number one, the obvious thing is you get to use the name and likeness of Matt Hughes right off the bat. So all of your ad slicks and advertisements, you have recognition, okay? You have Matt Hughes on your ads and the credibility of the 9-time welterweight champion. So that's number one. That's a perk, okay? The other reason it's different is nobody can go right now to LA Fitness or Valley's down the street and do Cage Fitness. Now, if you have a fitness program in your school where you're doing cardio karate or cardio kickboxing, well, you know, guys, the truth is everybody's doing cardio karate and cardio kickboxing. You may be better at it, but the public doesn't care about that. Cardio karate to them is cardio karate. So everyone jumped on that bandwagon when it exploded back in the 90s. So Valley's, LA Fitness, all these health clubs offer some kind of cardio martial arts or cardio fitness or cardio karate, you know. So Cage Fitness is different because you have to be licensed in order to do Cage Fitness. Now, the other thing, in order to do Cage Fitness, it comes with this patent-pending bag. They're little grappling dummies. They're the same dummies that an MMA fighter would use for training, except these have handles in specific places for this fitness workout. So you need these little grappling dummies to do. Now, they don't take up a lot of room, okay? We have the bags that lean up right against our wall, and they're 40 pounds. They're 40-pound little grappling bags. But, you know, nobody can copy this unless they're a licensed facility. So, like, if LA Fitness or any of these health clubs wanted to do this, they wouldn't be able to because you need these bags, and you can't buy these bags unless you're licensed, okay? And that's through Century Martial Arts. They hold the patent on these bags. The other reason why it's different is because of the way we've structured it. It's a, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with today's fitness craze, which is interval training, intense bursts, Tabata training. The P90X is big on this, which is very huge right now on the infomercials and as far as home workouts. But Cage Fitness is based off of an MMA title fight, which is 5 5-minute rounds. So what does that mean? It means that people get in and out in 30 minutes. So we're not taking up an hour on your floor. It's a 30-minute class. Gives us the ability to add more classes. If we have, you know, if we fill up a class, we can just add another 30-minute class. So it's a 5 5-minute round that gives people a full-body workout. The first round is a warm-up round. The second round works your upper body. The third round works your lower body. The fourth round is a combination of upper and lower. And then the fifth round is a cool-down, and you're done.
I haven't made it to the fifth round yet, Mike.
Well, you wanted to announce that, I see. That's good.
It's a phenomenal workout, and, you know, just at the business boot camp, when everyone got completed, I mean, they were just, everyone was smiling, dripping, pouring sweat, and having a great time, and it's just, it is a tremendous workout. I haven't you know, I haven't really seen anything like that. And I play ice hockey, and I found it to be a great workout for that because ice hockey is very similar. You go out on the ice, you skate for a minute like crazy, and you get off and you rest, and then you're back out again for a minute, and it's back and forth. And this is really the only workout that I've personally used where I've actually seen it help with that type of endurance level, if that makes any sense.
Well, and here's the thing that people have to understand, too. Once they understand Cage Fitness, the reason why people can – it doesn't matter what shape you're in because it's truly a go-at-your-own-pace workout. When we came to Philly and we were in a room with all the martial artists and school owners, they're competitors, you know. So when you come out in that first round and you're going full bore, you don't realize you got four more rounds, and that's why it can just whip your butt. But at the same time, for the beginner that comes in, it could be truly a go-at-your-own-pace. They can pace themselves and work themselves up. You know, Matt Hughes even put out what he calls his Matt Hughes Challenge, which when you sign people up for Cage Fitness, ask for just a 90-day commitment. It's not a big commitment. That's another reason why you can get, you know, a lot of people to come in and try this workout. But the 90 days basically is set a goal for 90 days and accomplish it. So what we do is in your kit that you get, you have these little title belts where you write the person's name on there and you write what their goal is. They can also go to the cagefitness.com website and put their goal in for everyone to see. And, you know, we try to encourage them to accomplish their goal in 90 days with the Matt Hughes Challenge. It's just a challenge Matt wanted to put out there because it's a short-term goal, and people have been loving it. I mean, it's that's why this is so different. That's why Cage Fitness is different.
It's great. And, you know, I want to accentuate, I was joking around a little bit about, you know, making it to the fifth round. My wife, who, you know, she's more of an aerobic workout person, it's perfect for her. My 9-year-old daughter went through the program as well. And, again, she's doing it at her pace, and she finds it to be a lot of fun. And it's super. I mean, kids, teenagers, adults, my dad, who's in his 60s, as well as my stepmom, they've been doing, you know, Jazzercise for years, and they're coming up for a visit in a few weeks, and we want to show it to them because I think it'd be really interesting for the senior market to also be involved. That's another kind of untapped market for our clients is those, you know, teenagers and older adults as well as certain young adults, parents in particular, is what I would imagine.
Well, here's the thing that you know. Here's what we're doing. You know, we're building up the value in Cage Fitness. And, you know, I'm sure everyone listening, they get bombarded with, you know, the next great thing, the next big thing. You know, there's no agenda here. I mean, you know, we have a fan site, Cage Fitness, on Facebook, where people can get onto Facebook, become a fan of Cage Fitness, and read what all the school owners are saying and how this has helped them tremendously and what other students are saying about how much they love this program. And it's really taken off. Another thing, breaking news that I wanted to let you in on and let you know, too, for the school owners is, number one, you mentioned Matt Hughes' fight with Renzo Gracie. And we've had a lot of feedback because if anyone watched that fight, there was the big logo on his shorts that said Cage Fitness, which was just great exposure for Cage Fitness. But also on his banner, right in the middle of his banner, it had cagefitness.com. Which, if anyone goes there, anybody that becomes a Cage Fitness licensed facility will get their name, address, email, and website link on that site. So if somebody types in their zip code, their school will pop up if they're in that area. So great exposure. But what I was going to tell you is we also just did a deal, actually, with Sports Science. I don't know if you're familiar with Sports Science. Have you heard of Sports Science?
No.
Okay. Do you remember a few years ago they had that XMA 2-hour show on Discovery Channel?
Yes.
Well, that was made by Fight Science, which is Sports Science. But Sports Science has been on the Fox Channel, one of the Fox affiliates, and also on one of the other cable channels. But long story short, they just made a deal with ESPN. So if you watch SportsCenter, you watch ESPN, you're going to start seeing Sports Science. They have this huge deal with ESPN where they're actually going to be played all the time throughout SportsCenter and this new MMA Live on ESPN, and they just wanted to do a deal with Cage Fitness. So they just actually filmed last week with Rashad Evans, and Frank Mir was on the show. And they have athletes, all kinds of athletes, NFL athletes. They've had every MMA person you can think of, from Chuck Liddell to Randy Couture to who I just mentioned. I mean, Gina Carano. But they have all these high-level athletes. But they just did a segment where they're testing out the endurance of these MMA pros with a round of Cage Fitness. So now you'll be seeing the Cage Fitness bag with the logo and the mentioning on Sports Science now on ESPN.
Wow.
Which is just huge for, you know, all of the schools and the licensed facilities and everything else. I mean, it's only been around, you know, Cage Fitness has really only been around for 4.5 months. And it's just totally exploded because of the quality of the product, I believe. And the feedback we're getting from all the schools.
Well, it's amazing that it's only been that short a period of time. You know, it's funny talking about the fact that, you know, I'm kind of doing this myself at home as opposed to actually in a school, which is not the norm. You know, this is something that you guys did for me because I really wanted to do it. There's no one in my area that that is even close by. My kids go an hour to get to their martial arts lesson. So that brings me to this question, you know, who can teach Cage Fitness, you know?
Well, that's great, too, because here's the thing. When I mentioned that schools sit empty from 6 in the morning till 4, people listening in are probably saying, that's right. Well, I'm not coming in at 6 a.m. and working till 9 at night. They can do what we do. Cage Fitness is such a turnkey product program. It's very simple with the instructional DVDs and how quickly you can just put together your own exercises. Anybody can teach this. So what we did is we literally walked into an LA Fitness here, talked to one of the girls there, asked her if she'd be interested in picking up some extra hours and teaching a fitness program in our schools. And now we have two actually that come in and teach the Cage Fitness program in our schools if our instructors don't want to do it. If our instructors choose to come in early, we'll pay our instructors, even if their salary a little extra, if they're coming in before the clock. But anyone can teach this, and it's not hard to find fitness instructors that may want to pick up a couple extra classes to teach into your school. My recommendation is you do it for the first month. You know, if you want to have some early morning classes, you do it for the first month. Get the momentum, get some base under there. So when you do bring somebody in, it's not an expense, okay? So you're already bringing in enough revenue. And we'll even tell you how to do, you know, a mass enrollment for Cage Fitness as well before you even launch it. So you can start the program with a dozen or more people before you even have your first class. But that's how we do it. Anyone can teach the program. And as a matter of fact, Jessie Norton, who was in Philly, who actually taught some of the class, she was just at an event. She's going to be traveling. Actually, she's going to Oklahoma, San Francisco, and Australia. Next week, she's going to Oklahoma and San Francisco this week, flying to Australia next week, because Australia, there's a big rumblings over there of people that want to do Cage Fitness, but she's going to be teaching the program. Now, we met Jessie, in line at Sports Authority. I mean, and, asked her if she does, you know, any fitness or works out. She said yes. We asked her to come in and if she'd like an opportunity, and now she's one of our top team members here that runs and trains other people how to do Cage. It's that simple to teach. So anybody can teach Cage Fitness.
Oh, that's awesome. And she's in phenomenal shape, ran a great class in Philadelphia, and quite loud in that class. She definitely gets everyone very motivated, and I think that contributes. So, you know, I'm sure you want someone who's outgoing and you're looking for, you know, a fitness-conscious individual, but you don't have to be a martial artist to teach a class, and I think that's the important thing, right?
That is correct. You do not have to be a martial artist to teach the class.
So what do you get, you know, what is, if a school says, okay, I want to get on board, I want to become a Cage Fitness licensed school, what do they get?
Okay, if you want to become a licensed Cage Fitness school, your first kit that you're going to get is, let me explain it this way. Each 5-minute round, okay, this is important, each round consists of 7 exercises. Okay, it's 6 45-second exercises okay, with a minute of ground and pound, okay, to make up one round. So when you get your kit, one of the things you're going to get are the different exercises. So when you put that disc in, you're going to get a menu of 20 different exercises to choose from. So, for example, if you want to pick your seven favorite warm-ups, you're going to have 20 to choose from. And Matt Hughes is actually on there demonstrating each exercise. So you can you have plenty enough to keep your workouts fresh. You can change it every week. You can change it every class. You can change it every month. So you have plenty of workouts to keep it fresh. So that's the first thing. You get a workout. You get all your workouts disc, okay? You also get an advertising and marketing disc, which will give you all of the pre-made ad slicks that all you got to do is put your school name and logo on. Some of the ads, most of the ads have Matt Hughes on there along with different men and women and different workouts. And you have all your ad slicks that you're going to get. You're going to get things in there for internal marketing, like ground and pound bucks, which is a referral system that we go over and show you how you can get referrals from Cage Fitness. You get class attendance cards that come with your kit. So you get everything that you're going to need to start implementing the program. You're also going to get a management audio CD that will talk to you about how you can market your program to get new students in the door, but also how you can make it as part of your upgrade program in your school to get your existing students on board, but also how to get all your parents that may not be doing your martial arts class, how you can get them out there and get on board, okay? The only thing that you don't get, okay, are the bags, okay? So you'll need to order the bags from Century Martial Arts, which we encourage people to do one of two things. We encourage people to order 10 bags right out of the gate, just because you're going to need at least 10 bags. And then some people get 10 people in a class. You can either order more bags then, or you just add another 30-minute class. So you need to do that. The other thing that you get as a license is you get to use the name and likeness of Matt Hughes. You actually get a welcome DVD that you can play in your lobby with Matt Hughes on there welcoming people to your facility, to your licensed Cage Fitness facility. And that's also a DVD that you can take if you ever set up booths at fairs or during the UFCs, like there's a UFC this weekend. A lot of people go to Buffalo Wild Wings or different places, set up a table, hand out Cage Fitness passes, have the DVD playing with Matt Hughes on there for marketing. So you get all of that. You also get every 4 months, you get new workouts and new ad slicks to add to your program. So every 4 months, you're going to be getting new ads and new exercises to do in your class. The other thing that you'll get, too, is the recognition, and you're going to get put on the cagefitness.com website in our locator. So as I was saying earlier, anybody that's in your area, they might see a commercial. They might see Matt Hughes's banner. They might see ESPN. So if somebody got peeked and went to the website and they typed in their zip code, if you happen to be in that area, your school is going to pop up, so you also get to be put on the website. So all of that stuff that you would get when you become a licensed Cage Fitness facility.
And I have to say, I watched the DVD where Matt goes through each of the techniques, and you know, trying to look at it from a participant's view as well as a school owner's view. One, definitely very well made professional video. Everything was very clear. Wasn't too fast or too slow. It was just right. You guys did a nice job on that. And I got the feeling of, wow, you know, this is nice. If I'm teaching this class, for example, I can keep my class exciting and fresh for months because there's so many options in each of the categories that you can kind of keep introducing. Okay, here's a new one today, guys, and we're going to, you know, introduce this one. So it really keeps it fresh, and that's one of the big complaints you get with general fitness programs, from what I hear, is that, you know, people lose interest because it's the same thing. I mean, how many different ways are you going to work out on a, you know, on a weight machine? This is awesome because there's so many different exercises, and you're just constantly going, you're changing so quick. It's fun. I mean, it's a fun workout. Parents are going to really enjoy it, and I think it's a great feeder into the martial arts program, which is why our company is so excited about it. It's like, wow, this is a great opportunity for our clients to really increase their membership. Summertime is coming. People looking to get into shape and look good. And that's typically a time where people struggle with their strategy to increase their enrollment. Here's a great opportunity for the perfect time of year.
And I think it's important, you know, just on a side note, too, for any school owners that may be listening to this as far as, well, you know, we're a true MMA school or we're just a regular karate school or kung fu school. It's across the board. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, Ricardo Liborio, who's the head coach of American Top Team, you know, and this is all Matt Hughes. And if you remember, Tiago Pitbull from American Top Team beat Matt Hughes. You know, they had their fight. But he just got the program. So Liborio and American Top Team are doing Cage Fitness now, right in their headquarters, right in Coconut Creek, in their 20,000 square foot facility. So it's out there. I mean, everybody can do it and implement it because people are seeing the kind of response that it's getting. I mean, it's just a huge response. And you know, Joe, you and I were talking, and I know you guys saw it and wanted to get involved because you guys would win too. Hey, if we can help these schools grow, you're going to grow. You know, that's just the way it is. And if we can all help each other and make it a win-win-win, everyone's going to do better in our industry as a whole.
Absolutely. Now, you know, you talked about studies of science and the ESPN thing. What other types of kind of national advertising, national marketing plans do you guys have that a cage licensee would want to know?
Okay, well, besides just the being featured now with ESPN, Sports Science is getting in on Cage Fitness to where they're going to be probably filming a commercial, okay, because this may go the infomercial route, and that's the direction it seems to be heading. And if anybody's not familiar with Sports Science, they can definitely go to YouTube and check out the quality and check out and see what Sports Science does. Base Productions is the one who owns Sports Science. They currently have more programs on cable TV than anyone else, and they are the ones who contacted us. We've had meetings in LA, and they are now vested and involved with Cage Fitness. So that's, you know, we feel that's just going to go very, very far with their production quality and their backing with Cage Fitness. So that's huge exposure. On the other note, we also have, you know, Matt Hughes was just on, I think his name is Mike Scirocco. I'm not even sure because it's a program on HDNet. But Matt Hughes did an interview on HDNet, which is, it's national if you have HDNet, it's a cable station. He wore his Cage Fitness t-shirt for the whole interview and just did another interview a month and a half ago that was aired where they asked him about Cage Fitness, so it's getting out that way. We have press releases. 2 weeks ago, another infomercial company contacted us and said that they are interested in doing something. This is right up their alley because they happened to see the website and they saw what Cage Fitness was about. So here's the thing. I mean, you know, fortunately and unfortunately, because this has grown so much, Cage Fitness, you know, for the license, okay, to become a license, once people get in, they're locked in. They're locked in at their rate and they can keep that license no matter if this is the largest thing in the world. But the price has gone up since it launched. And with the exposure and more people that are getting involved, it's going to keep creeping because we have worldwide plans for Cage Fitness, whether that's through the infomercial market or the national media exposure with the ESPN segments and possibly running national commercials with ESPN about Cage Fitness. So there's just a lot happening. And like I said, We're amazed because, you know, this is still early, 4.5 months in, and it has all this momentum. And currently, you know, just in the 4 months, there's, I think, close to 120 licensed schools already on the website, which people can go and look up themselves. They can go to the Cage Fitness locator and see how many locations there are all over the world already. So it's just it's just picking up so much steam and momentum, and we haven't really even scratch the surface, really.
It's really impressive, and the fact that you're getting so many people coming to you, it's obviously a great idea. It's backed by a great person who's obviously putting, you know, their time in to make the product even better, speaking of Matt. And it's an exciting opportunity.
Well, the bags are ordered right through Century, and the bags are $89, okay, to order the bags. And I had said earlier that it would be great if you ordered 10 bags. That might be a lot of money for some people. So this is what we tell people to do. Once you decide you want to get the program, you put your looping DVD on in your lobby, and you start handing out to all your adult students and your parents, start handing them the passes for Cage Fitness and tell them that we're getting ready in 3 weeks. We're going to start this new fitness program in our school. Take a look at the website, because there's a little video on the website to show people what it's all about, but you also have that on your looping DVD. And we would like everybody, we want to blow this up, so what you do is you tell all your students and your parents to sign up for this free Cage Fitness class that we're going to do Saturday, May 22nd, or whatever it is, 3 weeks from now. And you start getting people signed up for this free class, okay? Now, what happens is a week and a half before the class, now, once you get 10 people signed up for the class, which you will because it's a free launch class and everyone will try something for free, you have to add another class. So you'll just keep adding classes for every 10 people you get. But what you do a week and a half before the event, just call everybody that signed up for the free class and say, hey, just want to let you know. I know you signed up for the Cage Fitness class, and a lot of people have been asking us how much the class is going to be. And then what you should tell them is the normal price for the class, and this is just an example, and we'll help people with this, but an example would be the price of the class is going to be $99 to get started and $79 a month. However, if you want to pre-enroll, if you know that you want to commit just for 90 days, if you can commit 90 days to yourself to get in shape and try Cage Fitness, we can pre-enroll you and sign you up now for only $49 and $49 a month. So this is what we've been doing with all the schools. And what typically happens is they get enough people to sign up for the $49, the pre-enrollment, that they use that revenue to buy their bags, and then they never had to spend, you know, it wasn't an expense to get the bags. So you sign up people before you even start.
How much lead time does Century need to get the bags to the school?
Typically what I'm being told now that they're on, by the way, you know, that's a good question because Century was so back-ordered because you know, when Century, just real quick, I want to say this. When Century heard about Cage Fitness, they had put a performer together where they thought they were going to sell 400 bags over the course of 2010, okay? By February, we had already sold 700, just 2 months into 2010. So they were backlogged a little, but done a phenomenal job where the longest wait time was 24 or 48 hours. Now they have enough bags that they're pumping out to where they can get you bags probably within 4 days.
Okay, so that's good to know just in terms of how much lead time before, hey, that first class is going to start. And by the way, I ordered some bags from them and got them pretty darn quick. So that's why I was asking if there was anything particular there.
I say a week and a half before your big class, you just call everyone on your list and see if they'd like to save some money and pre-enroll. And usually, typically, what the standard has been in the industry with Cage Fitness, what we see schools doing, is $99 to get started and between $59 and $79 a month. And so if you stick to that and you give people an opportunity to pre-enroll for $49, you're going to get people pre-registered, and you can give them a special rate of $49 a month. And now, for your existing martial arts students that are already paying money, you can do $49 to get started, and you can maybe charge them an extra $29 a month on top of whatever they're paying for their martial arts. So that's a discount. But, again, it goes back to the formula where I said we're trying to get more student value. So if we have a student paying $100 and we can get them paying an extra $29, you know, if you can get 50 students doing that, that's an extra $1,500 a month coming in. So.
Right.
I'm ready for questions if you got any.
Well, let me take a look online and see what we have from our visitors there. And hang on a second, sorry. He's got a
but the phone number they can call is 1-877-650-CAGE. And CAGE is 2243. So it's 877-650-2243 or 650-CAGE.
That's pretty funny. The only question I have from the web is what's the phone number?
There it is.
All right. Let me open up the lines, and see if we have any questions from our people there, and then I'll go back and check the web again.
Sure.
Okay. I think that opened up the lines. If anyone out there has a question, Metzger, please ask.
One at a time, please.
Hey, I have one from the web, and it's a, and I'll kind of paraphrase it here, but they're wondering if there's training offered, if, or if it's just what comes on comes within the package. Like, is there a way to actually get someone to teach them how to do the program?
No, there is, and we can give them information when they call. We can give them information on that. But besides the training that we do, because we're in various parts of the country. And if you're a Cage Fitness licensed facility, you can always join us in one of our, you know, wherever we're at. Like, for example, when we were in Philadelphia at the boot camp, if there was a licensed Cage Fitness licensee that wanted to come and get some training, absolutely they can do that. We're also planning a boot camp in October where actually Matt Hughes would be part of it, where all licensed Cage Fitness facilities, staff, and or students, Cage Fitness students, if they wanted to, can come to this boot camp, which tentatively is being talked about in Orlando right now for October, where they can meet Matt Hughes, get pictures, do a class, and do workouts with Matt, go over all the new exercises, learn the new exercises, and there would be a separation for Cage Fitness students and the licensed facilities and instructors. So there are various different ways of training. Plus, there's also an option to have one of the Cage Fitness instructors come out to your school and do a training with your staff and also help you launch the program.
That's fantastic. And I think we even had a couple of Cage licensed schools at the February event that came down, and I think they even helped a little bit.
Yes, we did.
So that was fantastic. Okay, well, I think we were pretty covered a lot of things. Any other questions on the phone? And I have cagefitness.com. You gave the phone number. I actually have someone getting back to me. I have a question out to our team because I wanted to find out a little bit about something that might even help our clients further. Take another minute and throw another piece of information out there that might be helpful. Just want to grab it on a second.
Sure. I think the other thing that I would throw out there is, you know, as a martial arts school owner, just like everybody else, we're always trying to sort through what should we do, what shouldn't we do. And to be honest with you, there's most of the stuff that gets put out there from some of the top people in our industry is all great stuff that will help people grow their business. And, of course, it's just we can't implement everything. So I think people need to look at this and just see if this is something they can implement. If this is something where they have open time, where they can implement, and again, I'll stress, because I'm really about helping the schools, I would not buy Cage Fitness to start sticking it in and replacing a beginner class or your adult karate class with Cage Fitness. I think that if people wanted to, if they have open times, whether that's 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, 8, 9, 10, 11, noon, 1, 2, all the way up until 9 o'clock at night, if there's some open slots that they want to fill and bring in a whole new market and capture a larger market, I think Cage Fitness, well, I don't think, I know Cage Fitness would do that for them.
Fantastic. And I got a little bit of information that might help out a little bit more. Member Solutions has something called, the Century Purchase Plan. We've announced it a bunch of times. We have some clients who signed up for it. We would like to see hundreds, actually. But what it does is once they sign up for to be part of the Century Purchase Plan, when they go and buy product online from Century, the member's logo will be a payment option for them. So in essence, they could buy Century product, any Century product, and actually pay for it through their collections. Now, although, in essence, if they were to buy 10 Cage Fitness bags today, they're actually using their May billing proceeds to pay for it. Now, it does get spent right away, so it does, since limit kind of available line, it could affect potential advances that are set up for them.
I'll grab
hold on. Put it back.
You want to throw that mute on for a minute?
I put the mute back on. Sorry, guys. So in essence, since it's their May billing and it's early in the month, if they got involved and ordered their bags, technically speaking, they're using their May revenue, and that could just kind of make the whole transition a little easier. So I wanted to mention it. I didn't fully know exactly, so I didn't get an answer to that question. So it is spent now, but since it's early in the month and it is May proceeds, they could actually do all that, get everyone signed up, and then have that money at the end of the month as opposed to the whatever, you know, hundreds of dollars it'll cost. 10 bags is going to be like $800. That might be a way to streamline it. If you have any questions about the purchase plan, just call up our client service department, and they can route you to someone that can help you with information to get it set up. We will also today we'll have the online information that we had sent in one of our newsletters on the purchase plan. We'll send that to all the people who registered for today's webinar, and then you can also follow the instructions included there. I think that'll probably be the easiest. So that's just another little perk that you can have. And then, you know, for future shopping with Century, why not use that? It's a great way to manage the purchase rather than necessarily having to pay for it literally instantly on your end. So it's something that we put together with Century last year. We share a lot of mutual clients, and we thought it would be a very convenient tool to put out there for our clients in their relationship with Century. So if you buy from them, it's a great thing. Look, the bottom line is we think it's a great opportunity for our clients to add another revenue stream to their business. I think this is a perfect time of year. Of course, January is another perfect time of the year when people are looking to get in shape after all the Thanksgiving and holiday eating that I certainly partake in. But the summertime, it's great. People are looking to get into shape. This is a great way to do it. And once you start getting more adults in the school, that leads to other avenues to bring people in, whether it's them, you know, whether it's a Cage Fitness student or whether it's the Cage Fitness student's child or brother or sister, you're opening your world to more people, and more people means more referrals overall. That's going to help your business. And you know, this is a minimal investment. You know, they say you got to spend some money to make money. Well, here's an opportunity where you don't have to spend so much money to make money. It's a very light investment. Once you're a Cage Fitness licensee, I know from my relationship with you guys and things that we've done together over the years that you guys make sure that the people that are involved with you are taken care of from day one, and forever going forward. It's why you have so many Maya Elite clients for so long, and the fact that, you know, everyone that's been with you has kind of stayed with you. It's why people are excited about CMA, and it's the reason why there's so much excitement going on and so much buzz in with Maya and the industry. So a lot of opportunity here. This is one of the good ones for clients to get involved with. Check it out for yourself. You know, go to cagefitness.com, learn.
No, thank you very much, Joe. And if you need anything, let me know.
All right. Take care, Mike. Thanks again.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.